Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone.
our little enthusiast. She's always so happy.
Of course.
All right.
There's no other way.
I know. All right. The show today for 2/13/14, the 13th day of February 2014, is a live transmission. You're welcome to email your questions in during the show to squirrel@wyom.net if you'd like. We only have one question tonight, so we do have time if somebody's got one. Tonight's show, if not now, when? As we approach what is now known as Valentine's Day, originally a pagan holiday, it struck me, instead of St. Valentine's, by the way, it struck me once again that we continue to look for love outside of ourselves. We project out into the world the need to be loved and validated, and yet we are the ones that need to love and validate ourselves, fall in love with ourselves, and see our own wonder and value. It's only then that we will attract a reflection of that love through the eyes and heart of others. It all works different than we thought, guys. Unfortunately, we continue to believe that outside validation and recognition tells us of our value, worth, and whether we're lovable. Recognizing your own worth and value, your own tender heart, is the most beautiful act of love. You are a spark of the infinite. Through you, the infinite shares its love of you and the world. Let's talk about how to be that beautiful spark of love for ourselves and everyone in our lives, and let's radiate that love out to our world and all of humanity and beyond. And dear Squirrel, you've got an astrology report for us.
I do. It's very interesting astrology. Tomorrow we have a full moon on Valentine's Day, and so I have a few things here to share. This one's from Elizabeth Peru, and she writes, "Wow, what a full, expansive, and abundant energy is available right now. Can you feel it? Can you sense the need to no longer play victim to anything or anyone in your life? Instead to be in your own power by taking full responsibility for any and all circumstances you have led yourself into. Yes, that you have led yourself into."
I love that.
Right? I know.
Yay.
"Until we can acknowledge the part we play in all circumstances and relationships in particular, we cannot truly own our power and be free. Also, it's Valentine's Day and relationships are certainly on people's minds. Do your best not to get down on yourself if you do not have a partner or a friend to shower you in flowers. You are with you, and this is what it is to be so abundantly grateful for. So treat yourself on this day and all days. Flowers are for everyone." I often suggest to my clients to imagine themselves as little kids. Wouldn't you just want to pick up that kid up and hug it and love it and tell it how incredible it is? Well, that kid is you, so do it now. It's not too late. So it's this full moon we celebrate the completion of a cycle we began last August. Think back to mid last year and all that you began. Give thanks for your lessons learned and how much you have grown. It's time to let go and get ready for a new day. So I thought that fit perfectly with our theme tonight.
And what is the full moon going to be in?
It's in Leo. So this full moon in Leo, it's also known as the snow moon because this is when we get our heaviest snows. I can attest to that.
Oh, God, yes, everywhere.
I know, really. I've got, you know, my hands are like gripped on a shovel now. With Saturn in Scorpio, that Saturn is still there, as the release point from Sun, Mercury, and Moon, there's a sense of jarring, like the creaking of the Wheel of Life card in the tarot as it shudders to a stop to reverse direction. Envision this as a liberating cracking open somewhere in your soul, psyche, and life, wherever 24 degrees of Scorpio falls. Instead of, "Why is this happening to me?" ask, "What does life want of me?" The first full moon of the year of the wild horse is a time of deep lunar consciousness, a time to put your wishes into a red paper lantern and face due north and let it go where it may. So it is our first full moon in the Chinese New Year. So I know, right? That one was from Hair in the Moon, and this one is from Dickie Joe Mullen. The full moon, long linked with romance, will fall on Valentine's Day this year. February 14th is a Friday, too, named for Freya, the Norse god of love. Fridays are ruled by Venus, and Venus is the mother of Cupid, the planet of love and delight, and her son. The full moon will be in the zodiac sign of Leo, which has a unique tie to the heart in the astrology of health. The omens and cosmic indicators are powerful. Valentine's Day will find everyone expressing true heartfelt sentiments with few inhibitions. Mercury is retrograde through the last day of February, showing that a long-lost love might return to rekindle the flame of romance. In any conflict between the head and the heart, odds are the heart will win out. There you have it. Powerful
okay.
Full moon with emotions. What more can you say, right? I mean, I think Valentine's Day, just like, you know, our love theme tonight, it triggers a lot of stuff for people. I'm not good enough.
You know,
I'm not validated. Nobody cares. They're not sending me candy or flowers or, you know, and it just intensifies what you want to talk about tonight.
Well, it's interesting because at lunchtime I flipped on the TV to eat my veggies and Steve Harvey was doing a thing on Valentine's Day. And I love Steve Harvey. I think he's so clever. And he's very heartfelt. He's a heck of a guy. And so I've never watched that during the day. But anyway, there it was. And there was a young woman on there who hated Valentine's Day because she's never has somebody for Valentine's Day. She's got two babies. She's going to school, you know, on and on and on and on. And it was interesting to me to see Steve Harvey talk to her about the fact that as long as she believed that she was never going to have anybody, she never would. And, you know, about changing her whole beliefs and her attitudes. And it just, you know, coming out of the mainstream and on television, I loved it. I thought it was precious. And he had a way of delivering it to her that was non-offensive and very proactive, and I thought, isn't that beautiful? God bless him.
And how did she react?
So, well, I only have 15 minutes, so it's not that I get to watch beyond that. Okay.
All right, I get it. But
okay, but entertain me. 15 minutes. Okay, that's it. Okay, so. Okay, I have a piece of Debbie Ford that Debbie, of course, has made her transition. She's the one that wrote Dark Side of the Light, Chasers, and many other wonderful books. Ultimately, it all comes back to self-love. Most of us spend years or even a lifetime looking for love outside of ourselves. Our feelings of self-love are determined by our outer accomplishments, level of success, or ability to make others love and affirm us. Although all of the achievements and expressions of affection do feel good, they are illusory since whenever we are looking for others or anything in the external world to validate us or fill us up, then we truly are looking for love in all the wrong places. I love that. Tonight's show, and I have to tell you, again, I'm on a very short time frame lately since I'm so busy. So I kind of went all over the place, and I knew it when I was writing. But so much is coming in right now from people, and I'm seeing such massive shift with the people that we work with that I'm in awe and almost dumbstruck. I don't think I'll ever be quiet, but we are living in a time of massive disclosure. This may feel unrelated, but it's really not. Things are changing so rapidly. Every day the news holds some new disclosure, some misuse of justice or power, secrets revealed from sources both credible and questionable, from banking, government, religion, churches, government, and politics. The old structures that have held us in a web of control and constraint are unraveling. We forget sometimes how frightening this is for many people. All that they held sacred and in reverence is turning out to be human, flawed, and in some cases, corrupt. In many ways, we are a world in chaos. Our leaders have proven over and over again that they are human as well, and in some cases, inhumane. Seldom do we think about how humanity is viewing this breaking down of the old order. For most of you listening, you are excited to see the breaking down. But we came here to be the beacons of love and hope, either quietly or loudly. Of all of you that we work with, we see the voices of the animal kingdom being heard in ways never done before, including their amazing healing abilities. There are those of you holding the light and radiating love in corporations, finance, many different types of business. There are those of you carrying the light of our star friends, unseen friends, higher selves, masters, angels, and archangels. You're writing books, sharing, teaching, facilitated, and just being the loving beings that you are. But, and a big but, without loving yourself, that light wobbles. The days of needing to be a Messiah, wandering in the wilderness or traveling from city to city, well, those are over. This is a time when everything you do and every act is a gift of love and wisdom. You can't bring through the radiance and pure love and hope from an empty vessel. It's imperative to love yourself. It's interesting to me that I finally get that I wasn't treating myself with love around the sessions. This was a real eye-opener for me. I wasn't taking care of myself and replenishing myself energetically. I wasn't taking the time to clear the energies from my own field. Again, I was doing it all for everybody else. I was always too busy and then eventually too tired. Why? Because I didn't love myself enough to realize that I couldn't help others without loving me.
Did you ever feel that? Or not until your body started to break down? Or it never... I mean, it's hard for me to believe a team wouldn't have nudged you in that direction.
Oh, well, you have to listen first.
Oh.
And I think, you know, you have to remember one thing, Squirrel. When you're in and out of channel like that, I have not been in the past, back in my body. And when you're not back in your body, you're not listening.
Right.
You're floating around out there.
But you're still not immune from the energies, apparently.
Okay, I'm not understanding what your question is.
Well, in other words, even though you're out of body and you don't remember all the sessions verbatim, but your body's still taking the hit.
Well, my energy field and my body as a result are taking the hit. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Being out of your body is not necessarily a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that a lot of people don't realize. I have a girlfriend, and over the weekend she came over. We were all sitting out there drinking wine. And I looked at her and I said, and I didn't tell her that time, but the next morning I called her and I said, I want to tell you something. You're not in your body. You're absolutely, positively not in your body, which is the reason you're leaving the faucets running, you know, for hours, you know, walking away from me.
Hey, come on, it's California. Comical. You guys are dry. She needs to.
Well, again, it's interesting to me, and she said to me last night, I was over there, and she said, I don't think I've ever been in my body. And because I told her this weekend I'm going to get her in the healing room and get her grounded fully into her body and show her how it feels and how to do it for herself. But I think what would happen to me, Squirrel, is I would get so tired, you know, after a period of time mm-hmm. you get tired because you're not replenishing, you're not rejuvenating. You know, when I was working out at the gym, that got me in my body. But other than that, no.
Interesting. No, I think I'm interested because I think I have a tendency to do that too. So please, go on.
Okay. Okay. So I'm talking about other people. Taking time for you to love yourself, nurture yourself, and ask for assistance from your higher self and your unseen friends is so important. Attending to your chakras and clearing them and filling them with light, not only doing the chakra activation technique, which, you know, and I would have to say through all these years, I've actually thought was enough. What I'm realizing at this timing is that it's not enough. At least it's not enough for me. I have to be, and I would say this for all of you, incredibly proactive about bringing the light in through the central channel, through the crown. You know, I swear I talked about this last week. Maybe, maybe not. I don't remember. But filling all the chakras, clearing them out, filling your auric field, you know, I do the clockwise light spiraling around me as well as coming through the central channel, anchoring me into the heart of Earth, back up and back up to the central sun, so that I'm literally tethered from one end to the other. And the light is spinning around me and filling all my chakras, and I'm dumping out anything and everything I've taken on. I go through each chakra. I even do my eyes, my teeth. I do my chi center. In addition to my chakras, I do my major organs. I have my knees and my ankles. I have come to the realization that the more energy that we're anchoring and carrying, the more we need to be really careful and loving to ourselves to do this regularly. Maybe all of you don't need to do. Huh?
No, I have a question. So where are you dumping the energy that you don't want to have?
What I do is I create a sacred space with the violet flame, and I dump that into the violet flame.
Someplace outside, out of your body field?
Out of the body and into the violet flame where it's transmuted and brought down into the earth.
Okay. Thanks.
And I now set that up for every session, so that all the energy is going through in a session automatically go through that violet flame. I do it with all the setup. I mean, now it takes me 10 minutes to set up before a session. Then I got to come back in and dump all the energies out of my field after the session and re-energize for the next session.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So, you have no idea. However, I'm feeling the difference.
Okay.
A, I'm grounded, and B, I'm more energized.
Okay.
Because I'm not dragging stuff around. And so for all of you, I mean, I would highly recommend this because I know it can be very challenging, especially for those of you that are out in the world. And I work with a couple of people who have been through, you know, a 5-year healing institute. And, you know, they're very good about their chakras. One of them is doing the chakra activation technique on top of the work she does. I mean, it really requires, it's going to require being more active. It'll take you less time, but it's about being proactive. Okay, where was I? Taking time for you to love yourself, nurture yourself, and ask for assistance from your higher self, unseen friends, is so important. Tending to the chakras, clearing them, filling them with light. These are all important practices. It may not be chocolate and flowers, but it is your version of giving gifts to yourself and ultimately your world. You know, I think this is where we're coming to an understanding that we are vehicles and vessels on this planet. And, you know, it used to be nice to hum and tone and, you know, whatever, but you know, we're graduating to a need to do more. You know, I have a lot of people in Manhattan, and I find it interesting how they can go out and get depleted very quickly. Some of them have to really be on, you know, and they're dealing in major corporations with lots of changes. Big stuff out there. You know, some of us are not in those places. Squirrel, you're in Wyoming. Doesn't mean you're not anchoring a lot of light or handling a lot of energy. You're just handling it differently. You know,
right.
You have a different assignment, including that 6 feet of snow this week.
A lot of sacred geometry out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, in order to be a vessel of the higher frequencies in their purity, your receptacle has to be clean, clear, and receptive. When it is, you'll be amazed at how much light and love can come in and how energized you'll feel, and I mean this sincerely. We aren't taught to love ourselves, and because of that, there are those that want to connect with us from other stars, planets, central sun, that are unable to blend their frequencies with ours. Because we don't realize that we're accumulating crap all the time. You go out, you know, and you can set energies, put yourself in a bubble, yada, yada, yada. But a daily ritual of cleaning and clearing is really important. And lots of laughter, very, very healthy. So with these higher frequencies, and I can see the difference where they're able to come in and anchor in. It makes a huge difference. I also see when I'm really responsible how quickly they come in, as long as I'm doing what I call loving maintenance on myself. It's also a matter of, if we want to talk, you know, for those of you that need a little bit of ego motivation, this is reversal of aging. This is rejuvenation. All right? You're literally pushing this through every cell in your body, and it's important that we do it. They want us to be the ambassadors of their love for us, but it requires that you work on your self-love skills. You know, you can't have a fight with somebody and then go in and try to bring in the light unless you clear out some of this stuff. What exactly is self-love, and what does that look like, you know? If I were to describe someone that is self-loving, I'd say that they have wonderful boundaries for themselves. I'm working on that. They aren't afraid to say no to things that don't feel good to them. Working on that. They recognize and avoid martyr. Getting really good on that. And we're all guilty of martyr and victim at times in our reality, but recognizing it, changing it, and forgiving ourselves is imperative. Not getting stuck there and beating yourself up over it. But if you're carrying anything around that still says you're a victim, freaking change it. Self-loving people act on their highest joy. They make time for meditation, introspection, and fill themselves with information that is uplifting and life-changing. If you're spending a lot of time on conspiracy theories, I would say that that is not self-loving at all. You're looking for somebody to blame. We're the creators of our reality. Where you put your energy is what you're going to experience. If you're looking to experience wonderful things in your life, pointing your finger at all the things that you think are wrong isn't going to help. People are seeing it right now. It's in the paper every day. Someone new is up and getting crucified for things they've done. Okay. So we're seeing it all over the world. Things are coming to the surface. Committing to working with your shadow and ask for assistance to lift your shame. You can ask your higher self or the goddess. You know, I have daily, multiple times daily, by the way, especially during the week, I ask my higher self, because I call my higher self in for protection, and I ask them to lift shame. I do it consistently and with a great deal of gratitude. Because right now, I don't have room for shame. I'm running on a pretty full engine, okay? Or gas tank, whatever you want to call it. And so
you notice
all that business
by doing that, right?
Oh, boy, do I notice the difference.
Okay, that's cool.
Absolutely. But I do it when I'm in the whole ritual of setting the energies. I do it at that time because I'm in the energy of ritual. I'm in the energy, for me, everybody does it differently. But I'm in an energy of ritual and reverence for all the assistance that's coming in and for myself. I'm treating myself with honor. New for me, okay? Truly new for me, because I understand more and more that I'm a vessel. And as these new energies are coming through, I have to be pristine. It's an interesting phenomenon, but it's been a real eye-opener. You can create a sacred space in your home, and Lazarus talked about that for this year, how important that is. Actually, he talked about it last year as well. To do rituals, you can create the rituals that feel good to you. Please, no live offerings, okay? We don't want them. Not that kind of ritual. You can do yoga at home and create it to be incredibly sacred. When you do yoga, you are moving energy through your body. You are moving emotion. When I lived in Carmel, there was a beautiful little yoga studio. I was there every day. I treated it like the most sacred experience imaginable, and I didn't miss it. I didn't care where I was. In Northern California, I was going to be back for because yoga classes went on. There were three a day. And, I mean, I know nobody believed this, but, I mean, I actually did a prayer on my mat. I would kiss the mat. I mean, it was, to me, a very sacred experience, and I would actually, you know, dedicate it to one of my grandchildren or my children or... You know, those hard to believe, but that's where I was. But I moved big energy because I was so in my body and so intent on moving the. That's what yoga does. That's why it was originally developed. You heal from the inside out. We've also forgotten how really powerful and valuable we are. And when we stop trying to earn love outside of ourselves and give it to ourselves and become a beacon of love and light and a channel of the infinite, it is the gift that keeps giving and giving. We give back to ourselves. We give to the world. We're a vessel, a vehicle. So you've got a constant flow. And as long as you've got that flow coming through you, you are a recipient. You will find also that your life takes on a divine hue, and synchronicities will begin to appear in your life every day. And Squirrel wanted me to talk about that. I have clients that their lives are so full of synchronicities that it's just absolutely amazing to me. We have one client in England where everything he has ever wanted comes right to his door, including the love of his life.
That's pretty neat. I like that.
Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. And new business opportunities, the love of his life, it's amazing. It's amazing. Every week I talk to him, every week there are these amazing synchronicities. I had a client write me last night, a dear friend. She wrote me last night and she said, well, she had written several times during the week, she had these extraordinary dreams, two of them. And then out of the blue, she got a job offer and she really wasn't looking for a job. She was looking just to do some kind of a 3-month program where she kind of went in and to a major brokerage firm, even though she's been in the market before. It was like an intern, you know. She didn't have to commit to anything. It was just easy breezy. She gets a letter that says, here's a list of what's available. Pick a job. We'll hire you. And she was like, what do I do with this? And I said, I don't want to work. And I said, get your feet out of the sand. Okay? You had this dream. You had this dream. This is all in 1 week. And you had this offer. Okay? This is synchronicity knocking at your door, and you're telling them that you don't talk to salesmen. Okay?
Yeah, you know, I guess it's a problem if we don't recognize that the synchronicities are happening.
Well, and that's why we're talking. It's a good thing you mentioned this tonight, the squirrel, because I think it's absolutely true that there are times where we don't pay as much attention as we should.
I know,
after synchronicity.
Getting hit over the head by a 2x4, and it's like, okay.
Oh, please.
What can I do to get their attention now? And you're like, there it is. But I don't know. That's so cool. So anyway,
If I sat here, I could think of a bunch more, but I will just say this. Of putting clients together, I'm realizing now that before a session tonight, I had a couple of people in Manhattan. And as I'm going into channel and I've done all my ritual stuff and so on and so forth, and so the message was, as I'm going to channel community, she needs community, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So the team even offered, you would connect well with this person and with this person because this person did this and that person does that. And then this other person would, you know, connect with you out kind of outside of that group and so on and so forth. And, you know, the team was like, had it all figured out, which was really, really cute. And this person was really a dream come true because they haven't had that community. And they're a highly evolved soul, highly evolved soul. And it was so beautiful because I'm also seeing with the people we're working with that they love connecting with one another. And
sure. I can see that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, again, synchronicity, maybe, but it was just boom, it dropped in, just, you know, like a rock falling out of the sky. Jeez, I wish I could come up with all of the synchronicities that are going on. I mean, there's so many of them. And one person that thought they, you know, a job came to them. This was like such a miracle. It was an opportunity, but not presented to her as an opportunity because she had already told this other person she wasn't looking. She was settled where she was. And while she's sitting there, she realized, what a great opportunity for her. And she said, but I don't want to give up my sessions. And that's a really big issue because she's on a major move forward. And I looked at my book and I went, oh my God, I'm booked out so far. There is no way I can move around these sessions, okay? Within 2 days, maybe, something completely changed in my book, opened up the opportunity, blah, blah, blah. Everything just fell. Boom, boom, boom. Okay? It was clear to me that the job was fait accompli, okay? It's already done. It's just a matter of her catching up with it.
Oh, right.
When the team moves my stuff around like that. So are they synchronicities? Absolutely. To me, they totally are.
Yeah, and I think I would love to hear if any of our listeners out there want to share something. Please write them in. I mean, I know it's happening for everyone. I just kind of... If you're willing, I think that's a great idea, Squirrel.
That's a great idea because there is so much going on.
I mean, if you ever had an appointment canceled, but it worked out to your advantage that something else, you know, opened up, or you know, I've had that.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I mean, I've had that where
all the time.
Know, people, yeah, it's like okay, well, great. Then it allowed me to go do something else that needed to get done.
Well, actually. And most, yes, when I have, there have been those times. Right now, I pretty much don't get cancellations, but there was a time when I had a little more freedom. But, you know, somebody will call and I say, I need to change this session. And ba-boom, you know, there's somebody, it just changes automatically. I mean,
yeah,
everything is really effortless. And that, to me, is synchronicity in play.
Mm-hmm.
I also hear from people who are getting the same messages, okay, and literally say the same sentences about things they're experiencing. And I'm like, bar? So this tells me that this is dropping in so incredibly and that everybody is basically getting the same information from the team when they come in to work with them at one level or another. It's just amazing to me. My book, it's a magic book. I don't even play with my book. Okay? I have learned that the team runs my book. I just work here. So,
just do your job, right, Jackie? No, I think that I'm glad you shared those because I find that fascinating. They're around us, and sometimes we just kind of miss the beauty and the miracle.
I think we need to all pay more attention, and I would say that absolutely. From a state of self-love, your world will not only look different, it will be different. It's not selfish. It's the most completely loving thing you can do. Religion and parents have told us that it's selfish to love ourselves. Think of this as another disclosure. Everything you thought was true, well, probably isn't.
I like that.
Okay.
Good one.
Okay. All righty. Let me go to channel here. If I fall asleep, squirrel, there's nothing you can do. I won't. I was
you won't.
Funny.
I have a feeling the team's going to come in laughing.
Well, which, by the way, the Alpha Centaurians are very funny. When I pull them into anything, I start laughing every time. Oh, good one, Squirrel. You're right. All right. All right. We like to see our channel back in her humor. Lightening up. That's a wonderful thing. And we want to see all of you lightening up. Yes, there are lots of changes going on and lots of disclosures and oh, my. And so many more that are going to come. This is going to be a fascinating year. So we would recommend that you observe it, see the perfection of it, even though it's accompanied by chaos, it will be. Because these things, these disclosures that are being made, regardless of where they're coming from, are holding people accountable now for their actions, for their behaviors, and getting people to realize that things have not been as they've appeared. And humans tend to get very comfortable and don't want to really be bothered. Which is always a surprise to us. They don't want to be bothered. Right? Just don't tell us. I mean, how many Catholics have you talked to that said, let's talk about these briefs? Well, they don't. It's a time of change. It's a time of understanding that people are human. It's translated into your leaders, be they business or political or religious. And just as you are holding yourselves accountable, working with your shadows and your shame, you're seeing it being reflected out in your world. Lots of changes. Lots of disclosure. You look at your weather and you wonder why it's just so disturbing right now. And the weather is reflecting what's going on other levels as well. Disturbing. Watch for the disclosures in England. The weather there, disturbing. Terribly disturbing. The energy is disturbing. Certainly what you're seeing on the East Coast of your United States, going into other areas of Squirrel, we know you're not happy with the snow, Colorado area. Drought, California. Change. Lots of change. And people are looking around saying, wait a minute, why doesn't this work? Why isn't this being taken care of? Why didn't we prepare for this? Pushing more disclosure, ultimately. Ultimately.
It's almost like Earth has to clear its own chakras, huh?
Well, all right, we'll go with that. In a way, it's a shake-up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shake-up at every level. The Earth is shaking itself up, whether it be with earthquakes or volcanoes or tornadoes or weather changes, extreme weather. Extreme weather. People are uncomfortable, out of their comfort zones, just as they are with the information that's being made public. And there's much to come, this year especially, much to come. Shake-ups, just like your Earth is being shaken up, your weather is shaken up, these discoveries are going to shake a lot of things up. Your media wants to keep you shaken up, but for a lot of the wrong reasons. Part of that is to distract you, to keep you enraptured with drama, which is not the purpose. That's not self-loving, people. Don't get caught in the drama. Try to stay in neutrality if you can. You interfere with your own energy fields when you don't. The minute you hop into better than or high judgment, you're not helping. You're not doing what you came to do. What did you come to do? All right. Your ambassadors of love. You're not here to convince people. You don't tell people what they're not ready to hear. Some of you think you have to go around and, oh, I'm going to show them. They're going to hear me now. You may lose a friend or two over that. Some people absolutely don't want to hear it. The channel has a friend like that. Doesn't believe it, don't want to hear it. It's fine. doesn't want it as part of her reality. And she will go out of her way to make certain it doesn't enter, except at some point it will. Although, because you all create your own reality, she has managed to miss any information at all that was related to life outside of Earth, because you all create your reality. So, that's her version of reality. Your job is not to convince people. Your job is to be the love. But first, loving you. Right? You don't need to go march on anything to convince people to pay attention to what's coming. It'll come in its due time. We've said this before, we'll say it again. There is nothing more powerful on your planet than love. Nothing. There's nothing more powerful in the entire universe than love. If you loved yourselves enough, everything and anything you've ever needed and ever will need would be there in an instant. Now, there's a new way of looking at things. I don't have this today. I must not love myself enough. This isn't working. I must not love myself enough. I'll have to work on that. With love, with joy, with ease, with honor. Not beating yourself up. Oh, it didn't do it right again. Well, that's not going to help you. And you'd make a lousy ambassador beating yourself up. You came to be living examples, everyone. To master living in love and joy. Being a beacon, not to prove anything to anyone, but because it comes naturally through you from a place of tremendous self-love, self-honoring, self-appreciation. Notice we didn't say ego. We know many of you have treated others with such loving kindness, but have you treated yourself with that? Many of you thought that you had to, oh, I'll give it to them, I don't need it. I'll do for them, not myself. That's self-sacrifice. That's not love. Truly loving people love themselves. And through that love, they can offer you true love and friendship that feels good. It's not loaded with you owe me or I owe you. It's given in joy. And fun and play, respect and honor. It's a totally different frequency. And it's one you're all going to have to master to interact. With all that's coming in. You know, we've talked about first contact. But you're all recipients of that in a very interesting way. You have access. If you would but love yourselves enough to hear. To pay attention. To believe you deserve it. Instead of, am I enough yet? Have I done enough yet? Can they hear me yet? It's not about doing. It's about loving yourself. It's so much more simple than you realize, and it's also complex. We witnessed a very funny conversation with the channel over the weekend. She was talking to an interesting man. And he said, how do you nurture yourself? And she took the phone away from her ear and looked at it. She put it back and said, you know, this conversation went in a direction I didn't plan. She didn't expect to hear that kind of a question. And the next question was, do you take bubble baths? It wasn't trying to be fresh. She was saying, how do you nurture yourself? And she decided she ended the conversation because she didn't like the direction it was going. Mainly because she had to sit and think about it for a while. All right. Well, I do have ways I nurture myself, she thought. All right. I really do, and they're quite fun for me. Sitting still in a bubble bath is probably not one of them, although she does do it occasionally. But what's fun for one isn't necessarily fun for another. Her forms of self-nurturing are different. So honor those forms of self-nurturing, whatever they may be, but at least identify them. How do you feel good? How do you nurture? How do you create that sacred space? And it doesn't have to be a private room, people. You can step into a space that you've designated as separate, as sacred. Bring in the pyramid-shaped mirrors, creating this beautiful pyramid with a base all the way around it. Remember, spatially, all right, you can take what looks like a small space and make it very big. You're incited, it's your imagination. When you see a spaceship, from the outside it looks small, you go inside, it's enormous. Expand your ideas. Really being inside of a pyramid. Call in those you wish to see there. Allow yourself to play with these expanded ideas. You'll be amazed at what you feel when you do them and how loved you will feel, how nurtured you will feel. Don't wait for it to be done for you. This is your reality. And your creativity. Everything will cooperate. They're waiting for you to really step into it. Not sitting there, well, I don't know if they're going to come. I'm trying to meditate. I just can't get a connection. Step it up.
And we only have a couple
get
more
into
minutes
it
to go. I'm
sorry?
We only have a few minutes.
Oh, all right. All right, so we would like to work with you, all of you. Tonight, the night of the show, or if you listen to this in the archives that night, to encourage you and we ask that you call us and your higher self and your unseen friends in to encourage you, to give you ideas that may take days to manifest, but you'll see little things that will trigger. Beautiful rituals that you can do. Employing your magic And you can't say, I don't know what's magic. Make it magic. Declare it magic. It's magic because you say it is. This is my magic crystal. I declare it. When I hold it, I am a receiver. You see. Beautiful, beautiful. Call us in, as always, to all of you. We love you. We're excited about where you're all going. All the time. You're accelerating so rapidly. We want you to know that, whether you think you are or not. You are. Some of you are just beginning your journey. Some of you have been on it for a very long time. Allow for change all the time. Don't get too locked in. And know that you're loved beyond anything you can imagine. And we're excited to see what you're going to create. Then we can join you. Be the creator. Squirrel, we love you. We thank you for being here tonight. It's always a joy for us to be with you. And to all of you listening to us, we love you all. We love you all. You have no idea how much love is held for you and how many are waiting to play with you when you believe it's truly possible. Our unconditional love, dear ones. Namaste.
Namaste.
All right, everyone, and good night. Thank you so much for tuning in. I think we're
on. Good night, everyone.
Okay. Good night, Squirrel. I love you, honey.
I love you, too. Love you, everyone. Good night. Happy moon.
Good night.